Eagle Shows presents the Oaks Gun Show on February 7th, 8th, and 9th at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. Come out to buy, sell, and trade guns, outdoor sports equipment, arts, and crafts. 1,500 tables on site. Eagle Shows are Pennsylvania's largest gun show, and they have big expectations to meet everywhere they go. Eagle Shows are proud to be guided by our state's motto of virtue, liberty, and independence. Eagle Shows at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. Visit eagleshows.com and get your tickets today.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle.
Who is this?
It's 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, it's really good.
Canadian haven't heard band. It from
20 we had years, them on. But... We had them on live.
Yeah. 3 Days Grace, yeah. One of my faves.
Yeah, they were not happy.
Very good. Good choice, Valdez. Sure you play it all the time.
That's I Hate Everything About You. I love Animal I've Become.
It's very good.
That's a sell.
They got some hits.
Yeah.
A week ago, we were on stage at the Tally Ho for 106.7 The Fan Live. Mm-hmm. And one of the bits that we did was we had the Kevin Sheehan audio. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sheehan saying that, paraphrasing, he was pretty confident a name change was coming. That kind of reinvigorated Cakes a week ago, where Cakes had lost his swagger.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it was like he became this. He became this 1,000-pound gorilla, started flexing his muscles. Like, yes, the name change is happening.
I think something in my pants moved when I heard Kevin Sheehan.
And then that got shut.
He had an inside guy that was telling him that something was going to happen. Right.
Then that got shut down a couple days later when Josh had his press conference.
Depressing.
And again, paraphrasing, but he said, going forward, they're going with the brand, right? They're going with it.
Yeah.
And that Commanders is here to stay when somebody asked him.
It was very convincing. He said, yes. I believe his exact quote was, yes, yeah, we're going with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I mean,
but the question was, is Commanders here to stay?
Right.
And he said, yes, yeah. Right. Or yeah, yes, whatever the order was. But that still doesn't kill a large portion of the fan base who believe those are just empty words, EB.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter them. So last night, Josh Harris was attending the NFL Honors at the Super Bowl, and an intrepid reporter came up to him and asked these questions, and this is what Josh said yesterday.
I think it's time to move on. Commanders is important in our culture and our building, and football, and it's time to move on.
I feel like people are excited about the jersey colors, though.
We're gonna go back to our brand, man. We have a great brand.
All right, thanks so much.
Back, great history. See ya.
He's just a mush mouth.
Okay, so let's just break it down.
You know, they have a confusing brand.
Okay.
Their brand is very confusing.
It's a little bit confusing.
But I'm very confused.
Let's take the first half.
All right,
the first half was about the name Commanders.
The name's not going anywhere.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. Yes.
He has said now a few times that Commanders mean something in the building,
means something
to the players.
Yeah. I bet all my money when it's not changing.
Yes.
I got all my money. Sorry, guys. It's not changing. That's decided.
Yes.
The second part where he's being a little mushy is just that they are trying to thread the needle a little bit, and I think there's been some dissatisfaction with the colors because they're a little different. Then when he says the brand, they're talking about going back to the burgundy and gold.
Yes.
That thing. Maybe they're going to get some sort of logo back.
Because you're right. When I look at that,
changing the name.
You pointed to the Jonathan Allen jersey, which is in the studio.
Looks like a Cardinals jersey.
It doesn't look like the Redskins colors that we grew up with.
It looks nothing like
it looks, those jerseys. It looks almost exactly like a Cardinals jersey.
Yeah, it's just a little off. So I think they're going to get away from that little off stuff and go back to burgundy and gold. But the Commanders is here to stay. I'm convinced.
Cakes, your reaction?
Just, I mean,
you're pretty steadfast.
I'm losing this argument. I mean, it's hard for me to go out there and wave the flag for a new name when
he's not going to go off of it, though.
No, you're not going to go off of it. When the owner comes out twice within a week and says, We're moving on.
We got to move on.
We're going with
we
it.
We got to move on. He's sick.
I guess I have to believe him.
Yeah. They're moving on.
You're not going to be flexing your muscles like you were last week.
No. I'm going to lay dormant on the name because it looks like it's going to stay. But if it does, if he does pull the okie doke 3 or 4 years down the road, I will claim victory.
Sure.
But I'm not.
I'll even let you do that. I'll even let you claim victory.
Well, I should. It will be a huge, huge life win.
They're not changing the name. They're going with the name. The second part, he's just talking about going back to Burgundy and Gold and maybe trying to mimic some of the older jerseys.
Right.
Which is fine.
Which is what you should do.
But they're not changing the name. Just not changing the name. The other thing is,
I'm 100% with you. To me, it's another nail in the coffin. To me, the previous thing was ball game. It's over. But, I mean, it's social media. I mean, hundreds of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm not giving up. We hate this name.
He could nip it in the bud and have people stop asking him if he'd be more definitive about it. Like, if somebody came up to him and said, you changing the name? He can look at him and say, we are never changing the name. We're sticking with Commanders
forever.
You know
who also did that? Dan Snyder. We're never changing the name. We're sticking with
Right. But if he's really resolute about the name, just end it.
Hold up. How is he not definitive? Can you play it again?
It's not that.
Can you play that again, Valdez?
I think it's time to move on. Commanders is important in our culture and our building and football, and it's time to move on.
I feel like people are excited about the jersey color.
It's time to move on. It's pretty simple.
It's almost like he doesn't even want
to
talk about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it, and he doesn't love it either.
Yeah.
But it's time to move on.
I know.
There's bigger fish to fry.
I agree with
him. That's all he's saying. He's not saying, I love Commanders. God, give me so much Commanders. He's just saying, it's time to move on. You know, there's bigger fish.
That's not a no. It just means it's time to move on from talking about it.
Maybe.
And keeping that issue at the forefront. It's
not going anywhere.
But he was asked before that, his Commander's here to stay, and you don't like it. He said, yes, whatever.
Right.
But he can't. Very non-committal.
What's he
going to
do? I don't get it.
I just told you what he could do. I told you exactly what he could do.
But it's the same thing.
You're not listening.
I am. It's just...
He's just a mushy.
He's not very convincing, in my opinion.
I just think he's just kind of a mushy.
But again, I'm a holdout for the name change. So I'm part of an irrational group. I'm not aware. Trust me, I know.
I mean, here's one argument in your favor potentially. Is that he's just saying this because to get any financing and everything, they don't want anything to get in the way where people think potentially they might go back to Redskins, which could affect the whole stadium and financing and everything. And that once they get all that secured, then maybe he would maybe open up the door. But he wants to give the appearance, this is what a buddy of mine was telling me in the business community, that he wants to give the appearance of being definitive about it.
Right.
So that there's no issue with stadiums and naming rights and all this stuff.
If that's the case, then he's being a savvy businessman by doing that.
Yeah,
maybe that is his
move. Maybe that's what he's doing. But
it's a lot of it is that his words don't match up with the things that he's doing. Like, is the brand important or not?
Burgundy and Gold is important. That's part of the brand. That's a huge part
like
of the brand.
It sounds like he just wants.
He says, we got a great brand, man.
Yeah.
He just wants to couple.
Commanders
he just,
is not part
yeah,
of
Yeah, the brand name. Is Commanders.
Yeah.
He wants to couple Commanders with the old Burgundy and Gold.
Maybe he's saying,
He's also tying himself to Quinn and Peters. He can't say the name Stan without saying culture and building. He says it every single time.
Right.
He's attaching himself to the coaches because the coaches don't want to deal with it either. And they're like, it's great. We don't want to deal with it.
But I think it's beyond the coaches. I think it's probably the front office people, salespeople, everybody in the building.
That's
right?
How he's always been. If you go to his very first press conference from 2 years ago, or it's not actually his very first press conference 2 years ago, the press conference he did with Adam Peters, he used the word alignment 9 times. Mm-hmm. He's big on everything lining up together throughout his culture.
That sounds like a smart way to do business. I don't have a problem with that. He wants everybody on the same page. Don't you want that if you're running a business? Makes sense.
It just doesn't say the name's permanent to me. It just says Adam Peters likes the name. He doesn't want to deal with it.
I like that you're
Dan
kind of
Quinn
on my
likes
side,
the name.
Drab.
We're a new group in here. We're doing our own thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to deal with the name change.
So let's just spread out what you're saying. Let's go with it.
What I'm saying is if Dan Quinn's not here in 4 or 5 years, the name will change. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be even less of an issue in 4 or 5 years.
Of course it'll be less.
We're going to be further away from it. You're going to be more sort of tied to it, more committed to it, just less of an issue.
More of these people that hate it are going to donk off, to be quite honest. You know, everybody that I tweet, and a couple people have shot back and said that I was wrong, but people that are hung up and won't buy into what Josh is telling you, that it's over. They go, I hate the name, blah, blah, blah. And I just shoot back as how old, as like, I bet you're over 40. They're all over 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're hypocritical because those are the same people that are going, let's go, Commanders.
Of course they are.
Let's go. We love the Commanders. And tell them to shut up. Just zip it. God, they're so annoying.
No, I just think that, let's just say that that your theory is correct, that Josh is tied to these guys, that they lose for a couple years, they fire Adam, they fire Quinn. Then they bring in a new coach. A new coach is not going to want to deal with a name.
They may not have a choice if it's like a Liam Cohen.
If the name ever changes, it's a big if, it's dovetailing perfectly the timeline with the opening of the new stadium. You put it on the back burner forever. Yeah. You just put it back there. You say, we're not going to worry about this for now. But then when you unveil the new stadium, then you unveil the new name.
Why wouldn't you say that then? Why wouldn't you say... Just be honest. Say, you know what? It's something we'll revisit in maybe a decade. Let me just...
Well, that just lets it linger. He doesn't want to do it. He just wants to squash it for now. And then if he's going to redo the name, it'll be when the stadium
I think
opens.
The further he gets away from it, the less
we can
he's
extend
gonna,
this
he's
for five
be
more years.
Obsessed with it.
JP, if he's just waiting for people to die off, like you keep saying, why are they going back to burgundy and gold uniforms? If it doesn't matter, if nothing in the past matters, why are we so obsessed with going to RFK?
It is a big part of the team, and going, the burgundy and gold.
And going back to the old uniforms. If everybody's just like Dylan and 14 years old and that's the only people that matter, people that have $5 in their wallet, why are we going back to the old uniforms?
Happy birthday to Dylan, who turns 18 on Sunday.
Look at that.
He turns 18 on Sunday. I think it's just an easy thing to...
There's a new generation of fans, and look, new merch works. Teams that have iconic names and brands change their uniforms to make more money. Mm-hmm. They tweak it. He grew up a fan of the Redskins. He grew up going to RFK. He was hanging out with fans after the win against Detroit in the bars, talking about how he went to the game in 1992 against the Lions at RFK the last time they hosted an NFC championship.
Smashed
so
them.
He knows... Personally, he would want to move the name back. He's not going to do it. But what can he do? He could tweak the uniforms to go back to the uniforms that he grew up with.
Yeah, it's just an easy thing to cling to.
On Monday, JP said, why would they change anything? They have the number one selling jersey.
Yeah.
And now he's saying something different.
That's a name. Why would they change the name?
No, you said they weren't changing the uniforms because they have Jaden Daniels selling jerseys.
Well, Jaden Daniels is going to be on any uniform.
Of course.
I don't think JP said they weren't going to change the uniform.
No, he didn't want them to. He said you don't need to change anything. He said 100 times.
I didn't say I didn't want them to.
I don't know that he said that. Maybe. I don't know that he said that regarding the uniforms.
Uniforms change all the time. I brought up the Mets changing their uniforms. As far as I know, they've been the Mets the whole time. My whole life, they've been the Mets.
They have been the Mets. Yes, that's correct. Jason loves name change talk. He's a big fan.
Well, the reason why we're talking about it is because he was asked about it again.
Yeah.
And Drav, and I guess all the people in the comments think he's left the door open. In my mind, he did not leave the door open.
I thought it was another nail in the coffin.
He's going to say the same thing every time he's asked.
It's time to move on.
He's going
to
say the same thing every time he's asked.
At some point, he's going to get pissed. At some point, he's going to tell the reporter, stop asking me about the name. Well, I'm tired of answering your questions.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know if he's not a...
Yeah, I don't think he's jerked that way.
I just think the further you get away from it, listen, the other part of the equation, again, we've talked about it a million times, is if there was an obvious answer that and the only obvious answer is go back to Redskins, which we all would love, but I think from a business standpoint and everything else, it's just implausible. Anything they come up with, there's
no home run.
Red Hogs
is the home run.
Everything you come up with, people are going to bitch about. Jason might like Red Hogs. Cakes might like Armada or Gold or whatever.
Drabby
might like Monuments. It's just a whole new can. There's no obvious answer.
Right.
So that's why the simplest thing to do is just stick with this one. It's good enough. We had the top-selling jersey. We're just rolling.
And let's cross that bridge when we come to it on the new stadium.
But why?
It might happen, it might not. I'd put it at 10% now.
But why? I know.
Because he's all, because the media won't stop asking him.
No, I know, but why would he even?
They're going to ask him all the way until the new stadium's open.
That's
kind of just the beaten down perspective, like he is when we talk about this.
They never stop asking.
It's a beaten down perspective.
To me, I don't understand why that thing seems to be some sort of obvious opening as a time to do that. The new stadium's 10 years away. You're going to be 10 years involved in that name, 10 years of fans you've built up. It's just not going to change.
You may be right.
Just saying it can't be 10 years away. It's got to be
probably 2030. Six. I think they're targeting 30.
Right.
Not 30 years.
That's a 2000. Full 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me.
But I guarantee you those dumb effers in the media are going to ask him in 2030 when they're opening the new stadium.
To me,
are you going to change the name, Josh?
To me, he's dismissing it as best as he can when he says it's time to move on. And then when someone asked him, as they did last week, is it safe to say that Commanders is here to stay? I don't think he equivocated. He said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Ball game, BB. I'm with you.
You're a rational human being. I just don't see that. And I also know that there's no obvious solution. The nebulous, any name is better, that's not the answer.
Travi, we're going to be so
completely
pumped,
logical.
So pumped when it happens. We're going to be
5 years. We'll get our revenge.
2030, baby.
We got a great brand.
There's logic and reason, and then there's emotions. You're hanging on to your emotions.
Similar to the Bullets Wizards thing, where I know I'm the only one that actually will say I've grown to like the name Wizards. It's fine. I can make a basketball connotation out of it. But it's very similar where people resisted. They hated. No one's pushing for a name change for the Wizards anymore. People have accepted. They don't like it.
Well, it's been 30 years.
Right. But they've accepted it. They don't love it.
2 years after that, they probably were.
Speaking of the Wizards, let's get into their flurry of moves. There was another move yesterday.
That's right. My guy, Will Dawkins.
I mean, tonight when we do the show, we're going to need to look at that depth chart. Because we're not going to recognize some of the guys who were on the team.
Yeah,
we'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.